today, we're happy to welcome Joy Boostrom, a 40-year veteran of the Monmouth Municipal Band. Celebrate the band's 95th anniversary this summer. Of course, Joy's dedication to the community institution offers a unique perspective on its history, music, and impact. So, Joy, of course, thanks for joining us this morning.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.
95 years. That's pretty impressive.
It is.
It is. Incredible
milestone for your band.
It is.
There's like genres of music that didn't even exist when the band started.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's amazing.
I didn't realize it was 95 years. A former business manager, his name's Tim Smith, he now lives in Florida. He and his mom played in the band, and his mom kept a scrapbook of the 50th anniversary.
Uh-huh.
And Tim sent it to me. And so it was great to have that in my hands, and we got started looking, and we thought, this is 95 years.
Yeah.
How many cities still even have bands?
You know, I was thinking about that, and I know that Knoxville has a community band.
Okay.
Macomb has a municipal band that's much older than we are. I mean, back in the 1800s, it was formed. Dixon and Sterling, my best friend from college, plays in those bands. And I know there's lots of community bands in Iowa also. So I think there's more out there than we might realize.
Yeah, probably. But wow, yeah. Well, you know, can you kind of share what makes more than just turning 95 years, what makes the celebration so special?
It is special because I think the size of Monmouth, to have an organization that's been around that long, it started back... I read some newspaper articles, and when I got my master's at Western, my project was about community bands, did you think I could find my paper that I wrote? No, I couldn't. But thanks to that scrapbook and some other information, we think the band started back in 1913 and it was called the 3M Band, and I've read things where Monmouth had the Monmouth Mining and Manufacturing Company, and I think that's where the band started.
Okay.
And then... unfortunately, in 1920, there was a fire at the factory, and so the factory was destroyed, but that's where all the band things were, uniforms, music, instruments. So back in 1930 then, there were two men in Monmouth, Ronald Swanson, who eventually became one of the business managers of the band, and then W.B. McMillian, who was one of the conductors, they organized the Maple City Band. And in 1925, the Illinois General Assembly had passed an act called the Band Tax. And so municipalities, cities, it's a very tiny little tax, and that helps support us.
Okay.
Whether it's music, salaries for our director. And it's just, I think a community band is just a wonderful way for people to get together who enjoy making music, playing their instruments. We range in age from age 14 to, I have a big question mark, because I think some people, I mean, I've been in band 40 years, which doesn't seem possible. But it's a great way, the multi-generational thing. So, young kids are sitting next to experienced adult musicians. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our musicians are from Monmouth and Galesburg, and they play everywhere.
Right.
Chance they have, they go and play in a band, whether it's a small dance band, a jazz band, a concert band. It's just, I think, making music in a group, whether you're singing or playing, is just such an important thing.
How many people are in the band, and how does that compare to years past?
We range anywhere between 25 and 40 people. Okay. Summertime, everybody's in and out, vacations. In its heyday, I think they had close to 70 that would play. Which is huge.
And what kind of events or venues do you play?
We play at local events in Monmouth. Usually has food involved. We laugh about that we get food afterwards.
That's what gets me there.
we play for a couple of churches for their ice cream socials. This week we play at the Lions Club ice cream social in Monmouth at Harmon Park, which is in the northwest corner of town. And we have a unique situation. We don't have one location we play at all the time. We go to where the event is. And I think that's something that we've always done. Monmouth did have a really big old-fashioned concert place in the park. And they took it down. And there is a little pavilion in Monmouth Park that we could also play at. But we go where the event is. And most of the time it's a fundraising activity. For that.
What kind of music do you play?
Oh, gosh, we play all sorts of things. Anywhere from, you can't leave out a band concert without a march. Mm-hmm. So, Sousa Marches or Carl King. We play lots of medleys. This week, Justin Swearinger is our conductor. And actually, he's not conducting this week. We have a guest conductor. But we have more kid-friendly, since part of this activity, the Lions sponsor a baseball league in the summer. So there's lots of kids out there. So we're doing, you know, medleys from Disney things. We play medleys from Broadway musicals. We play marches, just about anything.
Yeah. Are there rehearsals?
Yes, we rehearse once a week on Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. And this summer we are rehearsing at First United Methodist Church in Monmouth. They were nice enough to allow us to come in to rehearse, and we appreciate that. But we put together, in about 2-hour rehearsal, anywhere between 6 and 10 pieces of music to play on Thursday. So it's actually quite an awesome thing that we all sit, you know, we get in there and we rehearse just a really a short amount of time to get an hour concert ready.
Oh, yeah. And what instrument do you play?
I play trumpet.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, but it's just a unique thing.
Yeah. How do you come up with what you're going to play? Is it the conductor?
That's up to the conductor. Okay. That's up to the conductor. We do have a band library of music, and we also, a lot of times, our former conductor was Madeline Wood. She teaches at United School Districts. A lot of times, she brought music from just school, that things that she had played. We had a guest conductor one time who was also a band director, who we were sort of her guinea pigs. She brought in music that she thought, oh, can my kids play this? So that's what our concert was. Uh-huh. And that was sort of fun too, because it helped her out in, you know, figuring out things she could program. So yeah, usually it's Justin has asked us if we have favorites that we would like to get out, but for the most part, it's the conductor that selects our music.
Okay.
Talking to Joy Boostrom, a 40-year veteran of the Monmouth Municipal Band, celebrating their 95th anniversary. Kind of talk about, you mentioned their age range from like 14 way on up. What's that dynamic like? And like, is there like some mentoring, teaching going on?
Oh, definitely. We had a young man come in this summer, and he was just, he'll be a freshman in high school. And I give him a lot of credit for coming in and playing in a group that he doesn't know anybody. And he was very quiet, but he sat next to a great guy in his section. And it was just such a nice opportunity for the students to learn from the adult, and we all get along well, and it's just a great way for the kids to learn and keep them playing over the summer. And like I said, when we prepare our concert in 2 hours, sitting down and sight reading, playing something for the very first time, that's a great experience for our younger players as well as the veteran players.
Yeah.
To be able to do that.
What kind of events or special concerts do you have? Anything in conjunction with the anniversary?
Our concert on June 26th, which is a Thursday, we're going to play at Monmouth College. That's where our director, Justin Swearinger, that's where he teaches. He's the band director at Monmouth. And so we're going to play in front of Wallace Hall, which I don't know if you've been to the Monmouth College campus, but Wallace is a beautiful building, and we're going to play out front in the little plaza there. And I think that's where we're going to do a little celebrating. And we've talked about it throughout our concerts that this is our anniversary. And so I think that's where we'll sort of celebrate it there.
Yeah, with the steps that kind of creates a little kind of perfect for
it does,
a band.
It work, does. But, and we've had concerts there before. And
I'm a Monmouth alum.
Oh, so, well, yeah. Yes. A fighting Scot.
I am a fighting Scot. I wasn't in the band. They kicked me out.
But that's, I think that's where our celebration will happen.
So 40 years. What keeps you coming back to the band?
Oh, gosh. The people in it, uh-huh. I think. Like I said, we all get along well and have such a good time together. And I love playing my horn, and it makes me keep playing. I was a band director for 33 years, and so you don't get, sometimes your instrument gets put aside when you're teaching because the time's not there. But, you know, I love playing, and I'm also the band librarian, so it's my job to get music in and out. And it's just, again, just that experience of playing in an ensemble together. There's nothing like it. It's just great to create music.
Yeah. Are there any, has in your time, has the band evolved any? I mean, has you ever added like a drum set and guitars and?
We do use drum sets some, especially when you have those medleys. Uh-huh. And sometimes we use drum set because we might be short on percussionists. So, right. You know, have that drum set so that one person can cover things. I think the kind of music we play, there's so much different music out there now. Well, I guess what I would call contemporary. A lot of the music written for bands, the composer's telling a story. It might be a personal experience. It might be a historical experience that they're writing about. But I think there's a lot more different styles of music out there now than there were. makes it a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah, once you guys turn to hip hop, then you're really going to be ushering in a
new
wave.
That might be a little beyond our, but you know, I think our audience would be open to anything.
That's what makes it nice.
It does. And we have.
Do you see the band just keep on going?
I hope so. We've had 14 directors in the 95 years. I got to be the director for about 8 years, which I enjoyed a lot. Working with adults rather than students, it was different for me. I think we have more younger players coming in. We have some Monmouth College students. I think because Justin is directing, we have some Monmouth College students that live locally who are playing, which has been great to have them. So, you know, we always encourage high schoolers, college kids to continue playing. There are band directors who come and play a secondary instrument. Mm-hmm. I played one summer, I played alto saxophone. It was, you know, I've played clarinet before. I would prefer to play my trumpet, but right. It was good experience because then I could go back to school and sit down next to my little beginners and I could feel them, right? I knew what they were going through. But I see the band continuing. I think we all enjoy it so much that we'll keep it going. I do.
Well, if you need an experienced triangle player, I've got 4 years experience.
Okay.
I know Jay is very passionate about the tambourine.
Nice. Yeah. So, I didn't hear any cowbell mentioned. Yeah. Usually that's always
cowbell.
A biggie.
No. Well, we'll move on from that.
We'll give you a call if we have that triangle solo in there.
How does one join?
We usually start rehearsals the Tuesday before Memorial Day. Okay. Memorial Day at the Monmouth American Legion is our first concert. And they can contact, we do have a Facebook page. Okay. And it's just Monmouth Municipal Band. And they can contact us through that. If they know me, we have several Galesburg players. They could probably even call the city of Monmouth and they could connect that person with somebody. Facebook's been great. I've had several messages from people about wanting to come and play. So that has worked out well for that.
Yeah.
So we have a concert that we have 4 more concerts left. Most are on Thursday evenings at 7. Our concert this week is at Harmon Park in Monmouth at 7 o'clock. Our June 26th is at Monmouth College at 7. We play out at the Monmouth Fly-In Breakfast at the Monmouth Airport on July 4th at 8:30 a.m.
Oh, please tell me it's Flight of the Valkyrie.
No, it's not. I'm sorry. Well, you know, I can't tell you because I'm not sure what we're playing. And then our final concert's at Strom Center, which is the local senior center in Monmouth, and we play there at 7 o'clock.
What's your favorite venue to play?
Oh, my gosh. We do more inside concerts now. I would have to say because of the ambiance, I think, is playing at the college. Because I think it's just a beautiful campus there in front of Wallace, you know, and weather permitting. I'm assuming we'll play in the auditorium if it rains, but I think it's just a beautiful place to play.
Yeah.
Just lovely.
Well, she's right.
They're all good when you're making music together.